Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
I don't know how I'm going to get through this without you playing it.
Oh.
Just you don't have to say it. You
a
don't have to say it.
A man was arrested.
Everyone
Fuck!
From Florida is stupid. Everyone from Florida is dumb. I might not be the
Oh, hold on. Don't we have a thing for this?
To them, my IQ's high. If they had guitars, here's how they'd strum.
Mom! Mom! Mom!
Ellen. Ellen.
Mom!
Ellen. Mom!
Mommy!
Ellen.
Mommy!
Ellen.
Mommy! Mommy!
Mama!
Mama! Ma!
Dad!
Ma!
Dad!
Ma!
Dad!
Ma!
Dad!
Mom!
Dad!
Mom!
Dad!
Mom!
Dad!
Mommy! Mommy!
Dad!
Mama!
Dad!
Mama!
Dad!
Mama!
What?
Hi.
Just hit me!
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
no,
now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like, we, like, did we, my,
It says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. I love how happy this song made Dutch.
I am so happy right now.
Welcome to the show. It is July 22nd, 2 days before my birthday.
Woohoo!
Woo! 2015. It is...
Happy pre-birthday. Pre-pre-birthday.
Yeah, happy pre-cum birthday.
Happy pee-pee birthday.
Happy pee-pee birthday.
Ew.
It is 7 p.m. in Ocala, Florida. They say if you can't make it there, it's probably because you're lost. joined, as always, by Marino, call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
You're allowed to call me at once.
No, I'm not doing it. John the Laser Centauri. He loaded up that laser gun. Oh, joined today with my one of my favorite guest hosts of all time, Cousin Joe Coletta from
Thank
the Cousin
so
Joe Show.
And may I say I feel the same about you.
See?
Since we're licking each other's asses.
That's all we're doing.
This past show, my past show, Thursday, that you were
was
on.
Was so much fun.
One of my favorites.
It was so...
You,
by the way, guys, listen to that show. It was fucking hilarious. I mean, I've seen people date crazy chicks, but Joe, nobody tops Joe. And, of course, Joel Dutch Van Wingerden.
You love like that.
Dick just churns out. By the way, this has been in my song. My song. This song has been in my head for the last week straight.
I hate you.
So
I hate you.
You have to infect our heads?
I hate you.
Uh-huh. If I got to suffer, you do too, Coletta.
Oh, God.
Hi, by the way, Dutch. I missed your sexy voice. It's been a while.
Did Kelsey just walk by? You're usually filling in for him. Did Kelsey just walk behind you, Dutch?
Oh, yeah. She's right here.
God damn. Her new boobs are fantastic.
Yay.
Congratulations on those, by the way. Mazel tov, I like to say.
Thank you.
Dutch.
Oh, you mean for her?
No, I meant... No, I actually met you, Dutch.
Congratulations to the both of you.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Oh, fuck. Okay, they're nice.
It was at Royce's house that had my life-changing moment where I changed my view on fake tits. I used to be... Is the word staunchly? Staunchly against
Staunchly's
them?
Good. I like that.
And then...
Somebody has a thesaurus.
I don't know if I should say who, but one of the gals there had them, and I only knew because she was talking to Dutch's girl about them.
Right.
And I was like, wait, those are fake? They were so good.
And they're great, right?
Yes. And I'm like, okay, you know what? My whole stance has changed.
It's all a matter of, first off, how you get them done, and secondly, if the person's really good. And if they, like those, I know who you're talking about. Fantastic. I mean, really.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Incredible. Yes.
But yeah, I mean, by the way, great, Dutch. You just got... Dutch is one of those who, like... I like to call it, with me, the same thing when I invested with Marie. She was the tomboy with no boobs. I invested really low. Dutch invested low in the boob department, and immediate payback. Immediate
turnaround.
Holy
quickest turnaround.
Shit. Wow, that's like Wolf of Wall Street there, Dutch.
Yep.
You
Wait a minute,
do, man.
He's on a lot of Quaaludes?
Yeah, also that.
That too.
Also that.
Are they going to reinvent Quaaludes? Because I feel like the people are waiting for Quaaludes to come back.
I feel like I missed out. I've never had one. But
yes! That movie made... Because they don't make them anymore. That movie made me want...
Or so we think. I have reason to believe, just like how they found that work warehouse that was dedicated to all DeLorean parts and unsold cars, that there's probably a warehouse somewhere that had chock full of Quaaludes.
All I'm saying is the Wolf of Wall Street and then all the Bill Cosby stuff coming out, Quaaludes sound fucking great, man.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. And Bill Cosby was a great comedian.
I know. I love Bill Cosby himself. That stand-up was fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Is that where he does the dentist bit?
Yep.
Where he's like trying to talk and he's drooling.
Yep.
But he can't talk because he's got Dude,
that in the 70s, that was fucking funny.
No, in all seriousness, I remember being a kid laughing my ass off.
Yeah, me too. As a kid too.
Yeah, no, yeah, absolutely. I'm joking. But yeah.
Like I have in my head when he's like, I can't talk because of my lip. It's on the floor.
Yeah. And then you grew up and listened to Pryor and you're like, holy shit. But yeah, I mean, Cosby never had the Nigger album. For example, but really,
he kind of took a different route with the race angle.
Yeah, but the funny part is that speaking of that with Cosby, it was like he was like Mr. Pull Your Pants Up to the black. You know, he talked down to the black people all the time. You know, he was like, "You need fathers and pull your pants up." And then it's like,
speaking
you know,
talking down. I gotta take a shit. I'll be right back.
Okay, you go do that. Why don't you just let Kelsey sit in for you?
Yay!
Better look at it anyway.
Yeah, he was the voice of reason for the black community, dare I say, for a while. Put those headphones back on, Kelsey. Put those headphones back on.
He lit himself on fire.
I'm barbecuing steak, too, so I got to go make sure Joel's is
barbecuing
ready.
Steak?
Now, my point doesn't make sense, but I was about to say, move the laptop because they're covering the entire reason you're on camera. There you go. Okay.
Okay. Jesus, fucking, what size are they?
They're supposed to be a 36 double D, but they're measuring 42 to 43 around.
Hot.
That's like a 36 triple D or 38.
Hot.
I feel ashamed. I'm not well versed in tit math.
Tit math.
But
those are very big.
They're more than a handful now.
They are fantastic. I really
see that. Literally. Of them. They're more than two handfuls from what I just saw.
I'm just bummed we didn't hang out with you when you had those puppies.
Me too. I tried to get them before Florida, and my doctor said, no, you need at least a month to think about it.
You know what? I like that, though, because we got the before, and we're going to get the after. So we get both versions.
It would have killed me. I would have had like an erection the entire time there.
You did have an erection the entire time. And you had it jerked off, you fool.
Yeah, that's right.
We were there.
And Joe sat in the hot tub with
Shut up.
And
he didn't jizz.
And the egg drop soup.
He didn't jizz in the hot tub. God damn you all.
I wouldn't know. I was babysitting someone.
Well, I'm telling you, I did not bathe in jizz.
I don't believe that.
I was babysitting Joel.
Why? Because you swam into a wall head first? That happens.
Yep.
A lot of adults do that.
I was just telling Royce on my show Thursday, he didn't know this story, about how Dutch punched me for real. I think it was in the ribs. When he spilled beer on my dick, and
you told me I need to suck it off.
I said, yeah, now she has to lick it off. Did I not have my dick about an inch from your face?
I think it was a centimeter away.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. I don't mind.
Apparently Dutch did.
I deserve the punch.
Apparently Dutch did mine.
He hit you hard.
Oh, yeah. And I think it was the fact that you didn't mind and you were laughing that really didn't help my situation.
I love my friends.
I might have brushed it.
Joe likes to test the limits on what's acceptable among friends.
I do.
I'm in the same boat with you. I was with Marie. Like, hey, Marie, I don't care what Dutch says. Come here.
That's not the same boat.
That was a hotter boat.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not testing any limits.
Way,
we knew that was fine.
Here's a limit.
That's true.
You knew coming in that Marie was a sexual predator. You had nothing to worry about. But Joe is a male sexual predator. So there's that double, you know.
It's acceptable for women, not for men. Makes sense. I got it.
Right.
That's the rules, unfortunately.
Okay, I do have to go flip his steak. Sorry.
Go. Ooh, wow. She has fake tits and flips his steak. This guy's a lucky man.
And I'm going to work tonight, so he doesn't have to deal with me for the next 13 hours.
Holy shit. What are you, an angel?
Yes.
How do you get off the ground with those tits?
This is why they've been together so long. This is like Dutch's record.
I know. It's amazing. I am amazed.
We don't have to see each other 4 nights a week.
It's perfect.
So happy.
It's perfect.
Nice to see that works for somebody.
All right. Go cook, woman. We'll
okay,
be here.
Right.
Well, we got it.
If I burn it, it's your fault.
We got over more.
There you go. Okay. Nice. Nice. There she goes. Okay. Damn.
Sucks you guys can see it and I can't.
I got tits on my mind now.
I know. It's so distracting.
And then she was bouncing up and down while she laughed. Like, come on.
I feel like that they look bigger than they were when she showed me earlier.
No, you saw them with everything off. That's why. They weren't with a bra and stuff.
Okay. I guess that makes a difference.
Yeah, there's padding there.
Right. Anyway.
Are we on the air?
Yeah, we are on the air. I'm sorry, Joe. I apologize. Can you believe people listen to our babble?
I'm sorry.
We got this happens all the time. We can't handle breasts. Oh, it's impossible.
Shit.
I mean,
am I the only one that can?
No, you can't. You can barely handle breasts. Get out of here.
I'm a perfect gentleman.
You like them way too big, John. I've seen your tweets. You like them crazy.
No, I like them
fake
big. I like them hand size.
No, you like them like beach ball, fake big, ridiculous.
That's for the joke.
Oh, all right. Well, now it makes sense.
So
I apologize. I just did it again. Sorry, Royce.
I don't care. It doesn't matter. Well, breasts are amazing. What was I? See, I blame Kelsey for this. Dutch too. He knew what he was doing. Just distract the show.
You mean taking a shit like at the beginning of the show instead of any time during the rest of the day?
When you're an alcoholic, sometimes you gotta go. You gotta go. You know, as Jeff Goldblum would say.
Hey, Royce, so should we have Kelsey balance a can on her boobs?
She could probably crush some cans with her in the between her tits. Those are big girls.
But we shan't, because that would be shaming women or making women be uncomfortable about doing shit.
Quiet.
I don't know.
Is that what they call it?
What do women... Women hate shit now about their bodies. They just hate everything.
Sums it up.
Women hate everything about... Just don't refer to women... As having a body. Just don't do it. It's not safe. Don't refer to women as anything other than beautiful creatures. Even that's insulting. Just say they're lovely.
No, you
that's
can't.
That's it.
You can't. Then they're flirting with them.
Just say,
yeah,
have a nice day.
You can't say have a nice day because then they're going to imply why. Because I'm a woman. I'm going to have a bad one. You need a man's help. You can't do that.
I don't know what to do anymore.
Can't have a nice day on my own.
No, what do you think? You're better than me?
Yeah.
Open the door for me. Why'd you open the door for me? Because you told me to. What? You're better than me? I don't fucking know. I just want to get into fucking Toys R Us. Leave me alone.
Hey, Royce.
Why is Royce going into Toys R Us? What?
What's right in front of you and can open very large doors?
What?
Well, he's fucking reading a popsicle stick.
Knockers.
Jesus Christ.
I don't want it.
Sound big got it.
That drop makes me.
Well, speaking of women and beauty, do you want to talk about that HuffPo article that you found?
Don't refer it as it's Huffington it's, Post.
No, HuffPo?
What the fuck is a HuffPo?
It's not a
lingo.
Don't
you guys get it?
Oh, hold on.
HuffPo's a new upcoming artist.
It's a liberal website, not a mythical dragon. Can you please fucking read it?
HuffPo. One, I know.
Hi, everybody. My name is HuffPo.
One.
The liberal dragon.
It is both fun to say and fun to piss you guys off with.
Okay. You can try to chase me, but you can't catch me.
14 women pose naked to redefine American beauty on their own terms.
Ooh.
And they're all butt-ass.
Wait, hold on. What kind of women?
You'll see.
The American beauty comes in all shapes, sizes, ages, and colors. That's what...
Whoa, African-Americans.
You're right.
We're going streaking! Yeah!
That's what photographer Carrie Fruth set out to prove with her photos.
Oh, was it called Fruth's Booth? Is that her blog?
Yes, that's her blog. You got it, John. You nailed it. Right on the head. That's it. I don't have to read anymore. American Beauty, which features 14 diverse women lying naked in a bed of lilacs. Fruth told HuffPo that the series was inspired by the iconic rose petal fantasy scene in the 1999 American Beauty, where a middle-aged man has a sexual dream about his teenage daughter's best friend.
I never finished that movie because I always come after that General kisses Kevin Spacey in the garage.
Yeah, I'm missing much.
You're basically at the end.
Okay, good.
Spoiler alert, somebody catches a bullet.
Anywho.
Okay, here's the pictures in the chat.
I posted the picture in the chat.
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
Right, it's the bottom of the bottom.
Bottom right.
Right.
Bottom yes. right. No, Marie, is there any go way to down. Zoom in on this just one? Look at the.
Well, I'm going to keep reading. You can go down and
bitch,
post.
Calm the fuck down.
You need to calm the fuck down. Bitch, I got a job to do. And you got a job to do. Down. And your job ain't my job.
Sorry.
So why is there no blondes? What are they got against blondes?
They're not
the
real.
One on the third one on the right on the top right.
Nah, that's highlights.
Well, I mean,
I can't tell. This picture's very. Is there any like a higher?
Yeah, here. There's more coming.
All right. Almost every image you see in mainstream media is of one type of woman, a thin white woman to be specific. But that is not actually the majority of women in our country. America is made up of all types of women, women who are hungry to see themselves represented in a beautiful way.
Oh, this bitch ain't hungry. The last bitch,
the last bitch I put in there.
Hey, Jesus. Joe. Hey, Joe, Dutch. I want both
it's
of you
like
guys.
A magic eye that if you see the image, you want to jab your eyes out with
notice,
a fork.
Notice the fat white one. Notice something that you could tell because she still has a line on her stomach. She used was wearing like tight jeans by her belly button. And the skin didn't get back to normal because it was so tight. You see the line right over the belly button?
Can somebody give me a clear picture of that redhead? The second from the right and the bottom?
By highlighting women who look different than what's set so often represented in pop culture, Fruith hopes to empower women to feel better, confident, and sexy just the way they are. When women come into my studio, I want to prove to them that they are as beautiful as they always feared they weren't. Then maybe they can let go of that fear. By stepping into a fantasy dream girl world and by letting go of that fear, they free themselves up to direct that energy they once wasted on telling themselves that they weren't good enough to elsewhere in their life.
This is the largest fishbowl bottom I've ever seen in my life that they're all posing on, which is where they belong.
It used to be
fucking
full of
manatees.
The redhead's pretty cute, and the one brunette's cute.
Yeah, look at the one I just posted.
I'm getting
not that one. Yeah, well, that no.
Joe's saying, "Hang on, he got to get his cock out."
Hang on. Oh, okay.
Oh, that Indian chick's pretty cute.
I see what you're saying, Dutch. Where there's like six photos of the girls, that redhead on the bottom.
Yeah, I like that skinny redhead.
Yeah, now I see what you're saying about making that bigger. Okay.
Oh my God, her face looks like Sherry.
How'd you get it zoomed in?
Just click on it, it'll pull up another thing.
Holy shit, you know, it really does look like Sherry.
Hold control and just scroll in with your mouse.
Oh, now I really got to jerk off to it. Hang on.
God damn.
Jesus. I forgot that's your thing.
Jerking
What's
off?
What's my thing?
No, Sherry.
It's not my thing.
I thought that was your thing.
You missed yesterday's show. Sherry showed us her butt.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Oh, man. Is there any way we can post the show and we'll talk about it after?
Yeah, I'll cut it. Yeah. Let's see. Is that it, Marie?
Yeah, that was pretty much it. They're just still finding ways to make ugly girls look pretty.
Well, I mean, they had to throw the ugly ones in there. Like, they really just wanted to show the cute ones that we're seeing right now. But they were like, let's make this like a feminist piece and throw in a few fatties.
But what's the reason behind this? It's not another one of these, like, you know, plus size model campaigns where, you know, fat girls, well, they don't say fat girls, but whatever, plus size models can be sexy too. And why
dude,
aren't they posing?
I found one the other day I found one a while ago that I'm a huge fan of. Have you ever heard of, here, I'll just post a picture.
Were you walking through the zoo? What do you mean you found one?
Oh, hold on. Ashley Alexis with two S's.
Hold on. But how big are we talking here? Like in numbers, in pounds. Or stones.
Are we talking chunky or fat, Dutch?
Yeah, there's a difference.
We're talking chubby.
Chubby's here, fine. I mean, some chubby
chicks
are fine.
All right, that could be all right.
Wait, chubby or chubby?
Here we go.
Does she look like Chevy Chase?
I'm looking on Google Images.
Copying.
She's not chunky or fat. I don't know what you're talking about.
Nah, dude. She's considered
a huge tits.
Oops, not that one.
She has huge tits, but she's not chunky.
Oh, look at her ass, though. She got like those ass and like those huge thighs.
Dude, she's not a plus size.
Yes, she is. Hold on. You're not looking at the right ones.
Okay. You know what?
There you go. Look at this one.
Fuck that. I don't care. Plus size man. She's hot as fuck.
Oh, no. She's not hot, but I'm saying she barely makes.
She looks thicker. Well, some of these are a little more photoshopped than others, but there's some of the ones where it's like, oh, okay. That's how big she is.
She barely makes the cutoff for plus size.
She's a cutie.
She's nice.
It's her thighs, though. Mm. Now we're just looking at pictures of hot girls. What are we doing?
Why? What is that bell? Sorry to break the fourth wall.
That's the, if you hang out on Google Hangout too long.
I have mine muted. It's not me.
Right, but it reminds you to unmute it. So just get off that screen and you're fine.
Oh, I'm not on it. So it's not me again?
It's you. It's totally...
It's either you, it's anybody who's on Hangout.
Well, then it's not me, because I'm never on Hangout.
I prefaced it with an apology. All right. What's this campaign trying to show? What are they trying to prove with this?
It's one of those things where 2015 is the year of
everyone,
yes. Have you been to a Chinese takeout restaurant lately?
Yeah, I have fortune cookie Saturday, I think.
Okay. No, this is the year of men are looking like women, women are looking like men, everyone that's overweight is skinny, and skinny people are wrong, and just everything's topsy-turvy, cats are marrying dogs, just nothing's right in the world.
That's a new one on me.
Everything you know is wrong. Just stop fucking judging people, because someone else is going to come out with something even crazier and then yell at you about being a racist for not being okay with whatever new idea they just come up with.
You're such a racist.
That's what's going on.
So it's just another instance of looking for something to be offended or mad about. And
it's like people are testing the waters to see how far, like, they know that, you know, everyone's being more liberal. And so now they're like, so now they're like, okay, this is a time. If I was ever going to get people to accept the fact that I want to marry this three-toed sloth, now's the time.
Why would you want to marry a three-toed sloth?
Because we're in love and you shouldn't judge me.
Okay. I'm sorry. It is on me. I apologize. I didn't know about this guy until right now. Go ahead.
So that's the thing, is that everyone...
That's actually my code word.
Everyone is challenging everyone else's opinions on what's right and what's wrong and what's normal and what should be normal. It's just the way it is in these days.
You know, it's just... This reminded me, like, I know all of us don't give a shit about Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner, whatever. What do we want to do? Fine. I'm of the opinion of call yourself a hero. Go fuck yourself. No. Yeah,
you're not a
go
hero.
To war. That's a hero. That's a whole other thing. But it's amazing at work, just at my job, hearing guys talk, referring to him or her as it, and just being so angry.
Right. Like, about thing. Yeah, there's a legitimate.
Like what you
like,
see in the media and blogs is not what the majority of people are thinking, is what I'm getting across.
And you know what, Joe? You bring up a really, really good point. Like, there's a difference between me thinking that you shouldn't call her brave to not. I'm not saying in any way, do whatever you want. Please do it. And I get pissed at people that say it, like, not even doing it joking, just being assholes. You know, like the like the legitimate racist people, you know, like
the southern
fucking coons. Like, you could tell that that's not
that
a joke.
For some reason that they have hatred behind it. Right.
I would even go so far as to say I'd rather look at Caitlyn Jenner than Bruce Jenner.
I agree. I'm going to agree with that. I'm in that camp as well. I think Caitlyn Jenner
Bruce Jenner kill a woman? Like, not too long ago? Why isn't everybody focusing on that?
Probably, but you're racist for calling that out, and...
He wasn't paying attention.
Stop! You're being insensitive!
I forgot about that.
Remember
you're
that?
You're being insensitive!
So much attention on his lipstick,
how dare you accuse anybody of doing anything wrong anymore?
Marie, this is a legitimate thing that happened.
You're felony shaming.
He wasn't paying attention. He was texting or something. Smashed into a person, pushed him in traffic in a Hummer.
She is a human being.
A you are felony.
I thought he was being chased after paparazzi.
You are. No, that's Princess Di. You are felony shaming right now, Dutch, and I'm not going to have that.
Careless,
you need to be more tolerant.
All you need to do is just change your sex, and then that whole thing goes away.
Yeah, it's a different person.
It's like that double jeopardy rule.
I wish I would have known that when I got my DUI.
Me too. Trust me, I think we all wish that.
Yeah, if you went from Joel to Jewel.
Yeah.
It would be Jewel.
You're listening to Duchess and Royce.
The state of New Jersey would not be able to come after you.
Nope.
I don't think that's how it works, guys. You really haven't looked at the law that much, have you?
Well, no, apparently, according to Bruce Caitlyn Jenner.
No. Just put a wig on Dutch and put some high heels on, and he can just strut right through New Jersey.
First off, I'm not against Dutch being in some nice pumps. But before
they do really bring my calves out.
It is ridiculous how nice his calves look.
He does have nice calves.
I do have nice calves.
But that's the only thing nice about him. What? No, I'm saying you're a terrible person.
Feelings.
Yeah, you have. You're wearing an Eagles hat. You can't possibly have feelings.
Okay, you know what? Just mean.
Well, didn't you have an article, speaking of transgender people, you had something about them in our prep.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Drag queen band from Pride Parade.
So now,
why?
Immediately, I'm when you say drag queen, immediately I'm thinking of just guys and wigs, not yeah. not yes. actual
no,
trans.
Yeah, no, these are drag queens are transvestites, these, which are dudes that
I know.
Dress like women.
Correct. Yeah, these are not
the 5 o'clock shadow and correct. Lipstick.
We are, yeah, by drag queens, we are talking right. about male performers who sometimes dress up as women, not transgender people who've changed or going through sex changes. So
right.
There's a difference.
Like, for example, right. RuPaul's a drag
one
queen.
One group I can jerk off to, the other I can't.
Yeah, RuPaul's right. a drag queen.
Drag right. queens have been banned from performing at a Pride event in case they offend transgender people. Organizers of Free Pride Glasgow, which bills itself as an anti-commercialist alternative to the Scottish city.
Oh my God, anti-commercialist? What is that? There's so many.
Oh, this
new
is
things.
In Scotland.
This is in Scotland.
Heard of that one.
Yeah. This is in Scotland. It's the alternative to the Scottish city's main Pride event, and they've announced the controversial ban. Despite the fact that the
you can't dress like a woman, you still have your wiener.
Despite the fact that drag
get that shit out of here.
Do you have more?
No.
Okay. Despite the fact that drag...
I figured if I keep going, it'll turn into Irish.
There's so many...
really?
So
I thought... Many hold on.
Starving children in their homes.
That was Scottish Dutch? I thought that I was... You were doing Jamaican.
That wasn't me. That was Kix.
No, I'm talking about you earlier.
Oh, that's why I stopped myself.
Good.
Oh, man. What? Were there three Dutches in here? Despite the fact that drag queens
you guys,
have
just the amount of cock that you all suck,
the three Dutchketeers
makes me sick.
I suck the most, cock. Technically.
Ooh, I love it. Yum,
out of everyone here, I probably suck the most.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would hope so.
John, don't be weird. Despite the fact that drag queens have been closely associated with Pride celebrations for most of their history, uh-huh. they will not be allowed to appear at the event next month in case they cause offense. A statement from the organizer said, after much decision, the trans and non-binary caucus.
Hold on.
What is a non-binary caucus?
Oh.
Come on. You can't keep saying the same joke over and over
again.
What?
Non-binary caucus?
That non-binary sounds like caucus. A math equation.
It sounds like what RoboCop's dick would be called.
Non-binary caucus?
Yeah.
Bitches leave.
They decided not to have drag acts
bitches
perform at the
leave.
Event. Hold on, there's a video. Shall I play it?
Sure. There better not be any drag queens in it.
If you don't, I'll binary caucus slap you.
That still sounds pretty offensive.
It's Hold not on. Playing, Marie. The London Evening Standard is not playing the video.
How dare the London Evening Standard not play my video?
Scrooge
what
McDuck.
What are their standards?
Scrooge McDuck cannot be reached for comment.
I guess not. More.
However, Huey, Dewey, and Louie are.
I'll just have to keep reading.
Huey is on heroin now. Everyone knows it.
We're so disappointed.
Daisy's in a methadone clinic.
They just really couldn't take the money.
Ace is still flying planes, though.
I really wish that Disney redid The Wire with Disney characters. I'd watch the shit out of
it. Ooh, that would be good. But who would play what?
I mean, I guess you would probably have Goofy play Omar, because he looks pretty ethnic. And
dude,
gay.
That is
who would Gyro play?
Idea.
I'm telling you, Disney doing The Wire would be fucking amazing.
If they had just beloved Disney characters redoing like The Sopranos or The Wire, any of these type of that's great, dude.
But
like,
word for word,
it's dubbed over music.
Mickey would be McNulty, obviously. It would have mm-hmm. to be. He seems down in his luck.
Would you want it word for word or changed
word
up to be
word.
Children?
No, I don't want it. I want all the fucks, all the cunts. Mm-hmm. Everybody,
Omar coming.
Oh, sorry, Minnie. I have to go to that meth lab. Oh,
that's not how.
I have a good lead on a John.
What up, Bird?
I'm fine.
Do you want me to finish out the transgender ban?
Please.
Yes. Says, this does not mean that people of any gender can't wear what they want to wear at the event. We simply won't be having any self-described drag acts perform at our Free Pride event on August 22nd. It added, we hope people can understand and support our decision. However, we feel it important to fully explain why we came to this decision.
Wait, sorry. Did they change the name from Gay Pride to Free Pride Parade?
It's a different Pride Parade.
It's
different one.
Free Pride Parade is people who like Freebird.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I thought Free Pride was like if you were straight, you had to pay a cover.
Let the bird fly, Joe.
The decision was taken by transgender individuals who were uncomfortable with having drag performances at the event. It was
Why?
Felt that.
Why are they uncomfortable? Why?
I will explain.
Don't.
It was felt that it would make some of those who were transgender or questioning their gender uncomfortable.
What the?
I hope that's enough explanation because that was the end of the quote.
I don't understand.
Well, then why the quote says,
"Yeah, that's hypocritical." Correct.
I think I know like where they're coming from. I don't agree with that. I'm thinking in their brains, they're thinking we were born in the wrong body and we're identifying as women. These guys are just dudes who want to dress like women.
But except
they're kind of making a mockery.
No, they're not.
So they're saying that they're posers.
Yeah, it's like blackface to trannies.
Oh, is it blackface to trannies?
Jesus, look at Dutch as the fucking Martin Luther King of trannies.
Oh, my God.
I'm very good at this shit.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't think it is,
I
though.
Dare you to accuse somebody in drag as being blackface to trannies. Oh, my God, that'd be awful.
They're looked at as kind of like wannabes, like, but they,
yes.
Because they haven't committed.
Right.
Okay. Like, there's Jews and Hasidic Jews.
Right. And then you're like, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
So tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I'll tell you what I want. So what tell me really, what you want, really, what you really, really want.
I was so tempted to finish that lyric. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't.
Come on, jump out. Have fun. It's fun. Get on the
just
boat.
Do it.
It's annoying.
Just do
He's
it.
So anti-organized fun. It's amazing.
You don't have to be cool.
Joe is against organized fun. Joe,
you love it,
Joe has
come on,
a
man.
Joe has a business card that says Joe Coletta, professional party pooper.
How was your cue, dude?
Really, 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 really.
Zig a zig ah!
Nailed it!
Woo!
Anyways,
sorry.
I hope that the Spice Girls answered all of your transgender questions.
Yes, that is your source for transgender news, brought to you by the Spice Girls.
I'm Sporty Spice.
Jesus, speaking of big tits, have you guys seen Mel B lately?
No. Did she get bigger tits?
Shit, I think she made them a little bit bigger.
Oh.
I randomly was like, I was just going through TV.
You know what's happening? You know, Joe, you know when you get a car, you always notice that same car on the road? Dutch just got a girlfriend with fake tits, so now he's noticing everybody's fake tits.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
awesome.
Drive, people who drive BMWs are sense. Like, hey.
Do you wave at other hot girls with bigger tits?
No, I look at their boyfriends and we do that we
oh, do the
like,
hand
this
thing
with your face. We're like, just
like, we know.
Do you like do like the face nod? Like
just the face? No, the face up nod. The whole, like that.
Yeah, like you know, you know, like,
you know what big tits are like.
Yeah, fun bags. We high five each other in our minds.
It's weird.
Oh, I want to be a part of that.
Go get some boobies,
get bigger tits.
No, I want to be the one high fiving. Royce, get tits.
I already have some.
No, but I already have some too. I'm saying in
oh,
large.
Oh no,
them.
Those are expensive.
They're actually not that bad.
Scientists think they figured out a way what makes a good looking penis.
Ooh.
Really?
Science is always right.
A paper released today in the Journal of Sexual Medicine. Okay, I need to subscribe to that magazine.
The Journal of Sexual
right
Medicine?
Now.
Heck
I don't,
yeah.
I was taking out his penis.
A paper released yesterday in the Journal of Sexual Medicine reveals that results of an experiment designed to figure out what kind of dick women. Though men, not for some reason, look
dick,
at...
You mean trannies? Dick
no,
women?
Don't know. What
kind of dicks, parentheses,
women?
Right?
Do you think they don't
you
like
just
them?
Failed to read a comma correctly.
No, yeah, here's what happened. They put
no, it was a parentheses.
Vice because they're
parentheses.
Vice because they're edgy. In the middle of the sentence, put a parentheses.
I like to call them parens.
Don't call it that. Please don't call it that. Please don't call it that.
I don't have time to say parentheses in this day
That's
and age.
Two already. Oh. First hour, Marie.
Marie Obnoxious has turned up to level 10 tonight. Oh, Lordy.
I'm drinking red wine.
Oh, that's
why. Okay. Pink wine makes me slutty. A paper released yesterday in the Journal of Sexual Medicine reveals the results of an experiment designed to figure out what kind of dicks women like to look at.
Big ones. That's what I say about penises.
The experiment, which was intended to shed some light on the aesthetic effect of one type of corrective penile surgery, seems to have stumbled upon part of the secret aesthetic language of penises.
Okay, go on.
The paper.
Wait, penises can talk?
The paper is titled, What is a Good-Looking Penis? How Women Rate the Penile Appearance of Men Surgically Corrected Hypospadias.
Hypospadias?
Wait, you can actually get dick surgery now to make it like more
More dickish?
More awesome?
It focuses on, as you might expect, men with surgically corrected hyposodius.
No, wait, sorry. Are you talking about penile implants?
No, not penile implants. I guess the reason they found out, I guess there's a surgery they do that, I guess, for a certain disease, and they were trying to figure out what women find appealing so when they do the surgery, they could better make the dick look like, I guess, a real dick. And
what do they say? Like, do they say in the article, like, what they find more attractive, like a larger head or like, what does it say?
Well, it focuses on, as you might expect, men surgically correct or whatever, a disorder which the urethral opening is below, just behind the head of the penis, round about the whatever. The team of Swiss.
I posted it. It says the frenulum. Hold on. Let me. I think Wikipedia pronounces it for you.
The team of Swiss researchers was led by a psychologist, Norma Catherine Rupengriff. Rupengriff and her team set out to figure out if men whose penises have an oddly shaped meatus have their hypospadias surgery need to worry about aesthetics. Yes.
What? That's what they're talking. That specific part.
Hey, why is there?
Didn't we have a rule that like we weren't allowing to list? Now you.
That is from
like smiling back at us.
That is from Wikipedia, and we're talking scientifically. It's allowed under the name of science.
Okay, so girls prefer. And by the way, you said taint. That the frenulum is the taint between the head and the shaft. That's what we're looking at right there, Joe.
Okay, that's the frenulum side of this. Okay.
So the underside, basically the dick taint.
It's an elastic band of tissue under the glans penis that it connects the foreskin to the vernal muscula.
The scientist got 20 men to have their penises photographed from all sorts of angles.
Where was I? Were they paying people? I mean,
and presented to 105 demographics.
And the thing is, the weird part is that they didn't actually have to pay guys or do any of that stuff. They just said, hey, can you send us pictures of your penis? And then they're like, oh, yeah, I got like 14 saved on my phone.
It said that the 20 scientists had their penises photographed from all sorts of angles. The photos were superimposed together like a crime scene photo being presented to a jury and presented to 105 demographically diverse women. The sampling of men included 10 hypospadia patients who had undergone corrective surgery, an operation that places the meatus roundly in the place that it would be expected to be. In a photo included in the paper, hypospadia surgery looks like it makes the penis look a bit like it's squinting. Hey, it winks at you. But do women find that ugly? Not at all, apparently. Selection for the position and shape of the penis ranked at the very bottom of the list of traits.
What was the top trait?
It breaks down like this. General cosmetic appearance is the most important.
Okay, so trim off.
More
so
of
cut cocks, I'm assuming. More of,
yes, yeah, because guys with those disgusting
foreskins. You go fuck yourself.
The dirty,
yeah, those guys with that
horrible,
awful foreskin that
gross,
that feel much more and are more sensitive than I wish I had.
You wish you had a foreskin.
are you
one of those guys?
No, it's only because I was born into a cult called religion that I had it snipped off.
No,
with the foreskin,
you were born with very good parents who were very nice to you.
I feel like with my foreskin
pardon me, John. With foreskin, your dick is like twice as sensitive.
That is true.
How do you know? You don't know the difference?
Well, yeah, you do. Hold on. Yes, you do know the difference because...
No. Joe doesn't know the difference because he didn't get...
It's
scientifically
read up on it
proven.
And I watch Penn and Teller's bullshit. So
and there's more.
Oh, okay.
And think about it. Just even logically, there's more skin means more nerve endings.
Okay, that makes sense. But the thing is, like I said, what you don't know doesn't hurt you. We don't know the difference, Joe and
you
I.
You never will.
I don't need to.
Sad.
Look, just because you're losing your bone and you're like, God damn, if I wasn't, you know, wasn't circumcised, you'd rather have like some gross, like pink. You know, a tip or whatever
it's
that looks
not
like
pink.
When you take a sock out of the
when
bottom.
It gets
it's not
hard,
pink.
It doesn't look like
goat
that.
Cheese falls out the
pink.
Top. That's what you want?
I got to be honest. I feel like with my foreskin, it's like a restrictor plate on a NASCAR that if I did not have it, it would be a little bit thicker.
Secondly, you've seen my penis, Dutch. It does not look weird at all. So you can go fuck yourself.
I don't know. I
that whole sentence.
When you like will sneak attack, force me to look at your dick when you send me pictures.
I do not
say,
sneak
hey,
attack
check out this
I do
hot
not.
Chick from this, that, the other thing. I look at it, I'm like, oh, God damn it.
No, it's amazing how many people don't realize when an uncut cock is hard, it doesn't look like an anteater.
It looks the same.
No, I know
it looks like a regular cock.
But it's different colored, the top third of it.
What are you talking about different colored?
It's not different colored. Look,
Joe, I'm just going to tell you, I've studied a lot of penises.
Why?
Someone cut that now.
And what I
he was doing field tests.
And look,
in the back alleys,
the majority of
gay
chicks
clubs.
That I've been with, here's the thing, dude. Like, I've been with chicks who have never been with a guy who had a cut dick, and they were just like, wow, holy shit. Like, they love, they, like, the tip's not wet. Like, this is awesome.
Who are they with?
I'm not going to argue with you that for some, because it's been ingrained in society, I know girls think that cut dicks are hotter.
Yeah,
I know
that.
Hell yeah.
I know.
But they're cleaner. And we don't.
No, the cleaner. See, that's the bullshit.
In there,
the cleaner. First off, that's not scientifically accurate.
The bottom of a car.
Secondly,
very scientific. I read it on Vice.
Secondly, the cleaner thing is bullshit. The cleaner thing is that was fucking and if you were fucking Moses, but now if you when you shower every day with soap, you clean it like the rest of your body.
Right.
So it's clean. It's not like you just sit there and go, not cleaning my dick. Even guys who are circumcised have to clean their dick, right?
I don't know. I've been thinking about getting my labia cut off so that my clit's cleaner.
See? She wants a cleaner clit.
There you go. It'd be nice and exposed. It'd get off easier. It's great.
Do they actually do that?
Yeah, in Africa. It's illegal.
In Africa, you're right.
Wow, we all butted heads like a bunch of idiots for that one.
I know. I was debating an Arab country or Africa, but we both decided.
Africa's just so easy, such an easy target.
I wish it. I missed the rains down in Africa.
Oh, come on. No Toto quotes, please.
All right. Shut up, Dennis. He said, I love how Dutch is selling this using these fantasy testimonies from people that no one has met. Shut up, you dirty foreigner. You have a gross dick, too. You're just jelly.
Ew.
Y'all are just jelly of my dick.
We all have the European cut, Dutch.
Yeah, that's right. European cut.
European is cut. You guys have the fucking...
No, it's not.
Pot.
No, that's not what I heard from people in England.
70%
of people in European countries have...
70% of Europe.
Not in England.
Asshole. 70%.
Okay, England is all of Europe.
No, 70% of Europe is... 70% of Europe is uncircumcised, actually.
How... Where?
That's the same Penn and Teller episode that Joe saw. I saw. They had all of these facts.
I got that from the Luxembourg Tribune.
Yeah. See, he gets them from Luxembourg Tribune. If you know what they say about the Luxembourg Tribune. Luxembourg Tribune. If you could read this, you're lost. Yes.
There's a Wikipedia entry that's just titled The Prevalence of Circumcision.
A what now?
Prevalence?
Prevalence. Sorry. Prevalence, you mean?
Yes, prevalence.
Prevalence. Sort of like
prevailing
surveillance
winds.
With penises.
So I did there, Marie. Unlike the other guys, I didn't make you say it wrong twice. I helped you.
Mitchell said, I love my cut cock. Want to see?
Yeah. I love yours too. Sorry.
Okay, you're not doing it right. You're not.
No, you don't love it. You spill beer on it and you try to punch it, you son of a bitch.
Male circumcision is most prevalent in the Muslim world, where it is nearly universal. So Muslims do it. Whereas nearly
Muslims, Catholics, Jews,
as well as parts of Southeast Asia and Africa,
Satan people,
then the United States, then Philippines, Israel, South Korea. In contrast, it is relatively rare in Europe.
Dutch, do me a favor. Since we're talking about dicks, can you turn the camera to Kelsey so we can see your new boobs and get hard?
Yeah,
no, we're talking about dick now.
So Europe,
finally, can we see your dick?
Europe, Southern Africa, most of Asia and Oceania.
Oceania, the land of myth?
Yes, and then also in Latin America, it is universally low.
Yes, Latin American countries do not normally circumcise. Because you got to keep that shit tight. You don't want shit getting in there.
So yeah, the one that is mostly circumcised is Angola.
Yeah, there you go. For you fucking Angolan. You're an Angolan, Dutch.
I don't even know where that is on a map.
There you go, and that's the problem with you.
Sorry.
Do you know where it is?
Sorry,
yeah, I do. Give me 1 second.
Sorry, that's not the most.
Give me 1 second. I want to go to Google Maps.
Sorry, that wasn't.
You can't do that, you son of a bitch.
I was wrong. They had it alphabetical. But yeah, it's just.
It's still Angola.
It's still Africa. Still all African countries.
That have the least amount of it done.
No, that have it done the most.
Oh. So, congratulations. You're African. You're an African American.
I've
said this before, and I'm the blackest person on the show.
Blackest?
Well, by proxy, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I guess, but...
What's that supposed to mean, Joe?
You're siblings. I wasn't even making a joke. I'm being serious.
Trash my family?
Yes,
I said I wasn't making a joke.
What's that supposed to mean, Joe?
I'm trashing your shitty fam. What? Relax, Pesci.
So let's see here. In the Americas, the people less than
the 20, Americas,
the Americas, all of them, the ones that have less
that's
than 20%
just zooming in right on her boobs.
Less than 20% circumcised. So these are the people
Screen
that
cap.
Have the least amount of circumcisions. Argentina, Belize, Bolivia, Brazil, Chile, Colombia, Costa Rica, Cuba, Dominican Republic, El Salvador,
Go
Ecuador,
Cuba.
French Guiana, Guatemala, Guyana, Haiti, Honduras, Jamaica, Mexico, Nicaragua. So basically all of Latin America.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Are you trying to do the Animaniacs song?
United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama. Well, Maria, I have a companion story. What 1,000 women really think about penis size?
Ooh, I love companion stories.
Penis inadequacy. Penis inadequacy.
Penis so small.
Now is this like what? Is there like a study girls got together?
Penis
like
so small.
And they just jerked off a bunch of guys, I believe.
No, that's not what I was going to say, actually.
And Joe's like, where's my invite?
Were they decided what the best size was?
I guess, basically like they got it. They polled 1,100 readers, 96% women, 4% men between the ages of 18 and 34. And just so we don't leave you hanging, 89%.
Again, where was I? Where these studies, I need to be updated to participate.
There's a mailing list that you can join.
And just so we don't leave you hanging,
forward it to me.
89% said that they were not worried about the boyfriend's
penis. Just go to gotmails.org and sign up.
And just so we don't leave you hanging, 89% said they were not worried about their boyfriend's penis size. Also, 89% were fucking liars.
When asked how
they classify their partner's penis, most of them, 56%, went with average. Another 33% thought their partner's penis was on the larger side. Interestingly, participants were pretty close when it came to what they considered average penis. The current actual average size of a flaccid penis is 3.5 inches. And 5.1 inches erect. Even though...
Now, one second, I'm getting a ruler.
You don't need a ruler. You need a yardstick.
You already measured your dick, dummy.
Yeah, but he just wants to measure it again.
Joe loves stories like this, because then he can just like actually prove how big he is.
Even though 43%
of... get it.
Even 43% of responders say they watch porn at least once a month, which can skew people's perception of penis size, they seem to be pretty realistic when it comes to real-life sex. In the end, despite... 59% of women reporting that they were less than satisfied in the bedroom. The vast majority...
What was that again? What was the percentage?
59% of women reporting that they were less than satisfied in the bedroom.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The vast majority said they wouldn't change anything about their boyfriend's
penis.
Nearly
60% said they were less satisfied, but the vast majority wouldn't change it?
Yep.
All right, I got to back up because I got a tape measure. What was the average flaccid size?
Average flaccid size is 3.5.
Okay. I'm 4.5 without stretching it out.
That's not bad. No, it's supposed to be just hanging, not stretching. So, okay, that's not bad. That's 1 inch above average.
It's actually closer to 5.
Okay, shut up. And,
sorry, carry on with the show.
Yeah, you can't. Why will you get an erection to measure it?
You want me to?
No. In the end.
He's going to anyways. I know, right?
It's opposite day.
Well, I forget what I was reading. I'm thinking of Joe's cock. In the end, despite 59% of women reporting that they were less satisfied in the bedroom, the vast majority said they wouldn't change anything about the boyfriend's penis. Because Dutch, they probably it's not the penis, it's the problem. A handful of participants noted that they would actually make his penis slightly smaller. Maybe guys are finally getting the message that... Oh, it's nice to know they included Asian women. Maybe guys are finally getting the message that penetration isn't women's greatest desire in bed. Given that our survey found 62% of respondents rarely or never got orgasm from penetration alone. Really?
Who doesn't know that, though?
Yeah, dude, you have to do some sort of clitoral stimulation. So,
yeah,
it's an old adage. It's not the size of the car, it's how you drive it. Everybody's said that for years.
Yeah,
so.
Man. How do you think women get off?
I always said the old saying.
Did I not just say that?
There's that old saying.
I love how I'll preface things, and then you guys say it like I'm the one who came up with
it. There's that old saying, honk if you're horny.
Fuck you.
There's that old saying, coexist.
You know what I have to do with my car, Royce? I have to drive it like I stole it.
Yeah, you know what, Joe? My son is an honor roll student. So you take that. Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry.
You're going back to science.
Basically, it seems like millennial women are just fine with whatever.
Those
penis.
Are women that ride the Millennium Falcon.
That's not true.
You know what? Sometimes shit happens. It's all right. Just go back to it.
Basically, it seems like millennial women are just an apple joy. Just got it.
Chewie, hit it. Go into warp speed.
Hey, Joe, relax. I'm going knucking futs. Basically, it seems.
Is everyone okay?
I'm just doing bumper stickers.
Yeah, they're doing their own thing at this point. So.
Sorry. Basically, it seems like millennial women
can't read the word stickers. Millennial now.
I can't think of it. It basically seems like Millennium Falcon women are fine with whatever penis. Although he might not be porn star sized, penis beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But don't come in the right because they get pissed. Or the hand of the holder. Right. Like hand jobs. Okay, have a great day. And scroll down for the results of the survey.
All right. While you're scrolling down, I just want to give a
who's
message.
Who's Colo Dickhead in the chat?
People, just hang up and drive.
Who's, yeah. Is anyone our... Joe, that's not you, right? Colo Dickhead?
Colorado Dickhead? No.
Okay.
That's one of Joe's...
He just said, if the dick don't fit, touch the clit. And I really like that.
Yeah, that works. That's not bad.
Yeah, he's a Conti and Kenny fan that has drifted over to my show and now to yours. Good guy.
Oh, he's a drifter, eh?
Mitch said 4.5 flaccid. Well, now he's measuring. God damn it. I'll be right back.
No, where are you going?
We
no,
have the same flaccid.
Oh, I'll tell you what. I'll measure during break. Yeah, that's
you
what
guys are dick buddies.
I'm going to have to measure during break, yeah. What was he going to say?
I don't know, something about penis?
You were getting to the results of the whole thing.
Oh, yes.
Results are in. Women like
you
dick.
You are the father.
No.
It's just...
How could you?
Is Maury still on TV?
Probably.
God, I hope not.
What do you mean you hope? I hope so. That show's amazing.
But now it's Maureen.
Okay.
Because everyone's getting a sex change.
Now, here's what
days.
They said. They asked the women, how long do you think the average man's flaccid penis is? 25% of women said 2 to 3 inches. 52% said 3 to 4 inches. 16% said 4 to 5 inches. Data Joe.
And 6% said larger.
Five and six.
Yay, mine's at 4.
Yeah, 6% said larger, basically.
Good job, John.
Everybody who's measured so far is adding 1 inch. So I don't believe any of you guys. Mitch, Joe.
I
don't want to get you guys capable
shut
of video,
up.
But I will
I'm
take
actually
a
using an oldie time ruler.
Just look for any excuse to pull your dick out, Coletta.
I will take a, no, you said you don't believe me. I will take a picture right now of a ruler against my
flaccid
dick.
You've already done this. Dude, we've seen everybody's seen your dick at this point.
But then why are you doubting me? If you've seen it in person, now, why are you doubting
Joe,
me? I'm adding an inch.
Joe.
Okay, well, maybe I'm talking about the other guys.
No, Joe.
All right.
But Joel, you've seen my penis. If any of you, ask your roommate. Ask your roommate if he likes my penis. I sent it to him.
Oh, God, that's right. I forgot about that.
So why don't you ask him that? Real average flaccid penis length, 3.5 inches, we said. How long do you think the average man's erect penis is? 4 to 5 inches, 18%. 5 to 6 inches, 51%. 6 to 7 inches, 22%. 7 to 8 inches, 6%.
No one thinks average penis size is 7 to 8 inches.
That's
no, I never heard that. I've heard average.
I've heard six. I've always heard six. That's
6% of the population thinks that a penis should be 7 to 8 inches on average.
Yeah, they pulled some black women. What's the big deal?
Oh, okay.
I assume so.
Real average penis length is 5.1 inches, as we said. How often do you watch?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. 5.5. It's yeah. like the usual, but
How often do you watch porn? A few times a year, 11%. Every day, 4%.
No, wait, sorry. They're asking the girls
this
question?
This is
women.
Girls. This is all women.
Okay.
Girls that answered the questions on what they think average penis sizes are, now they're asking them how much porn do you watch to see if it's skewing.
Gotcha.
Okay. How often do you watch porn? A few times a year, 11%.
Oh, no! This is my new porn!
Wait, can we ask the girls that are on the on the wire right now?
No.
Marie?
See?
How often do you watch porn?
Well, if the choices are a few times a year every day, a few times a year again, why do they have a few times a year twice? Oh, a few times ever.
Yeah.
Once a month, never once a week.
Yeah, out of those options.
It's not never. Probably a few times a year.
Okay. And do you watch it with Royce every time or by yourself?
It's usually on the show.
Oh, that doesn't count.
I very rarely bother to pull it up on my own.
Do you guys really think we need to watch porn?
I don't have time to watch porn.
I think she does.
Dutch, may we ask Kelsey?
Oh, Kels, same question to you.
How often do you watch porn?
Oh, your mic's on. There you go. How often do you watch porn? What was the options again, you guys?
No, I have my own answer. When you're out of town daily, when you're in town every other day.
Don't make it personal. Jesus Christ. I love the fucking tape measure on the table.
Yes. Yeah, she went and got it.
Very nice.
Did you
do
it, Dutch?
No, because I'm on the show.
Yeah, but so am I.
You can do it during break.
On camera.
I'm not fucking
do it during the break. Just do it for science.
All right, you know what? Why don't we go to break?
You should have Kels measured.
Guys,
for you.
Let's all be
I'm sorry, I turned this into
a
mess.
No, you didn't, Joe. Here's what we do. Let's all go to break so all of us could measure our dicks.
Okay.
Yes. And we'll be right back. All right, we'll be right back.
Kelsey measures dick.
Hit it.
Yeah,
not measure my dick.
Kelsey measures dick.
You're not touching my dick.
Kelsey measures.
More Like Radio! MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
The Sunny Show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Warlike Radio!
The Cousin Joe Show.
We should do the penis monologues.
I could do that.
I think you did.
There was an actual play, the vagina monologues.
That's what I mean. Like,
yeah, but you're saying like what they do in the play.
I guess it's just them talking about what it's like to have a vagina.
Oh, now I'm curious.
My vagina's angry.
It's from the official version.
Shit.
Wow.
It's pissed off.
There's some passion there.
And probably pissed
off. My vagina is furious.
Dennis wrote some dialogue for me, if you don't mind me testing out my acting skills real quick. I'm just going to read some dialogue Dennis wrote.
Wait, do we have like some bongos to play? Thank you.
Cock. My cock. Do you want to? Do you want to see my cock? Look at it. Marvel at it. Here's my Netflix password.
Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live, Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out the Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, the Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Now deep V, cause the V is so deep. An interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front. Deep V, bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and C. Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast, I say Deep V. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune into the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's Deep V. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? Deep V Podcast.
Deep V.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in DV.
DV, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. Mitch, I kept taking to the I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight only on morelikeradio.com.
You know, the way at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Birdie, birdie.
And to the Italians?
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
And to the Mexicans?
Hey, man.
Spain? Singapore?
Oh.
Amazing.
Australians?
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
The Elvis and Albert Show, Thursdays, morelikeradio.com, 5 to 7. I'm Elvis Cage.
I'm Alfred.
I'm Jameson, and on the phone...
It's Bill. I'm phoning it in.
Oh, he's phoning it in. Coming to you live from the Halfpenny Pub in Sayville.
That's right. Punk rock music.
Independent music.
And all the rest of the things that we speak about.
Crazy party stuff.
Yeah. Here on morelikeradio.com.
And elvisandalfred.com 24-7.
Yarr!
The Elvis and Alfred Show.
Masters of None, a comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Now live on morelikeradio.com, Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Hey, what's up? It's Mike.
And Jay.
And Art.
And we are the newest podcast on the More Like Radio Network. Masters of None. Check us out. I guess we have to tell you a little bit about what the show's about, right?
We're on Sunday nights from 9 p.m. till 10 p.m. Eastern, and you can check out all our old episodes on iTunes. And what we do is we pick a topic every week, and we kind of debate stuff and pop culture, and we have some special celebrity guests as well that aren't usually books. Tell them, Art.
Yeah, we got Christopher Lloyd on the show. We had Chris Hardwick, Doug Stanhope, Bobcat Goldthwait. Check out mastersofnone.com to see all of our cool guests we interviewed.
And follow us on Twitter and Facebook as well at Masters of None.
We are the podcast that doesn't suck.
Except for Art.
Except for Mike.
Except for Art.
Dicks.
For more, check out Masters of None on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook, and also at mastersofnone.com.
High Society Radio is now part of morelikeradio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Oh, who are you joining there?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
A family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. Morelikeradio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
And we are at capacity tonight here at the opulent Tostitos Center. 50,000 fans are ready to binge drink for a couple of hours. I tell you what, I can't wait. Hi, I'm grown man Chick Sirica.
And I'm grown man Bob DeSantio.
That's right, Bob. And we have both made careers watching adult men play a simple child's game
all while being paid more than the president.
Okay, chick. And it seems as though the millionaires are ready to play their game, so we can stop stalling with the mindless chat.
And the rhino's bring the ball into play.
And the alleged rapist passes the big orange ball to the sweaty legal giant. And
the slabbing!
The legal giant easily puts the ball into the basket, making it look easy, which, if you're 7 feet tall, it is.
He made about $8,000 while he was doing that.
Now the Power Falcons are bringing the ball into play. The high school dropout inbounds to the convicted spousal abuser. He slashes through all of the drug addicts, dumps the ball up to the genetic freak, and boom, quack-a-lack-a, 2 points downtown.
Skirplakis.
Bingo time.
Sturm scams.
Mlessamalabada.
I'm just saying words and start with S.
I'm going pure nonsense.
Are you okay?
I'm great, Bob.
Back live, second hour, Hippo Juice. Number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter or Facebook. Yes, that was Key and Peele. They're fucking hilarious. They were making fun of some basketball announcers, which are fucking ridiculous now, by the way.
You know, for some reason, I've never seen their comedy show. I only saw them in Fargo, which they were great in.
I'm telling
you,
man.
The TV series, of course.
They are really funny.
Yeah.
Yes,
I got to run on me. Before, I couldn't stand them, but they've gotten better with their routines.
Their routines. Welcome to the show. Back, second hour at least. I guess, what do we want to talk about? What are we going to get into for the second hour? Oh, 4.2 is my penis size flaccid. FYI.
Not bad at all.
I had to go to the garage because I couldn't find the...
And I asked about, and I'm still not sure about this, Royce, because it did not specify, not to back up, but I'm backing up.
Yeah.
It did not specify if it was, if the penises were pulled, because in the Penn and Teller bullshit, different episode, when they were doing the bullshit on, like, you know, dick pills to make your dick bigger and all that, weights hanging from your dick, the doctor would measure everyone's dick flaccid, but pull it out and then put a ruler against it.
Right. Well, and, you know, that's the other thing. That's a good point, because as men, and women probably can't relate to this, but there's different levels of flaccid, too. There's flaccid, I just got out of a pool, is completely different.
Then, like, you know,
just hanging out, like right now, singing
around,
like, or you know, and there's the flaccid right before you get hard. That's still technically flaccid, but if you were to measure it, then you'd be like, that's impressive. You know what I mean?
There's we also call that fluffed up.
Fluffed
there's
up.
There's also
right.
flaccid after you work out.
Right. That's true. Good point.
Yeah, I wouldn't know about that.
I think the only thing that really matters
is also
the heart
flaccid
state.
When you drink too much whiskey.
Who gives a shit about that flaccid thing? It's always it's about the heart state, because that's
agree.
The only thing that really matters is with women. So,
oh yeah,
I don't know, women,
right, boys? Because that means they're only good for fucking. High five.
But if
there's like a group of girls and you're at a party or like any movie that's like shown some like any comedy movie that's like shown someone with like, you know, showing their dick on camera, it's always a flaccid one and it always looks like a peanut hiding behind an acorn.
That is true. They still have that rule even on HBO where they will
you can't have a hard dick.
Why is that? No, I'm can someone explain to me why that is? Like, what's the
rule? It's the same reason why you can't show the actual vagina and girls actually get, a makeup artist prior to filming will put a patch of fake hair, like a triangle patch, over their vagina.
Well, no,
I don't think it's a rule.
True.
I think it's just they kind of self-govern themselves, and they're like, okay.
Well, yeah, it's their own rule. There's no one telling them to do that, but yeah.
They had their own practice and standards.
I've seen, they'll show like an HBO, for example, they'll show like top vagina, but they won't show like the open lips, you know? But,
right, and they don't want to be considered like a porn network.
Right, I understand. I get that, but what I don't understand is that whole, like, even in Game of Thrones, if you watch that, like, even when right when they pull out and finish having sex, their penis is immediately flaccid. It's not believable, you know? And I'm very into believable penises, guys. You know that about me. I've been very vocal about it. If you go to my blog, bringbelievablepenisesback.angelfire.juno.eu, or just call it HuffPo, and you go there, that's where it is.
But, Royce, you just reminded me. This chick I was just talking to, turned me onto the show. It's on Showtime. Same kind of rules. I don't know if you guys ever heard of it. It's called Polygamy.
You idiot.
No, I know that's the real word, dick
but
face.
But the game.
Polyamory. That's the name of the show. It's on Showtime.
What's that about?
But the point is, unlike, it's like one of those reality shows, and okay, it focuses on couples that have, you know, a guy and a girl that's married, and they have a girlfriend that lives with them and fucks them.
Gotcha.
But like, unlike, you know, Skinamax films where, you know, it's a guy eating out a girl's belly button, these are
God, people, I hate that.
These are guys, these are people, not guys, these are people actually fucking. Now, they're not showing penetration, but they,
but
you know,
right,
they have like a camera on
tasteful
the ceiling.
Angles.
You get the bottom, you know, the top view.
Right.
So you see them, you know, the gyration, if you will. So you can see them really fucking,
but you
for
don't
real.
See the genitals.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, they have another one that's similar to that, where it's that swingers club type of thing, where they kind of like have a reality show about people who are legit swingers,
like on Showtime or one of those.
Yeah, it's on Showtime as well. I think it's two different shows. It's that one, and then yeah, the other one is like it mainly focuses on like a swingers retreat, and then they just kind of, you know, each episode is like focusing on a different couple who happen to be at their retreat for whatever, you know, amount of time that they're there.
Right.
And then just them switch around. And then, they show everything. They will show cocksucking and pussy eating, but they won't show, the penetration.
See, I haven't even seen cocksucking on the polyamory.
Oh, I should find
it. Oh, no, because here's the other thing, Joe.
I don't think they can. The cock would have to be hard, and they can't
show that. They had that show, but that Bunny Ranch show, where it was like a reality TV show of the real Bunny Ranch.
I never watched that. That would just make me annoyed.
Well, I know, but my point is it was on HBO, and right, it was the real Bunny Ranch.
Yeah,
they were people really paying to have sex. Like, it wasn't fake. You know, it was the real prostitutes.
Right, because it was legal there.
Right,
so, yeah.
But they wouldn't show the genitals. But, yeah, they would show, like, her blowing somebody. They just wouldn't show the dick in the mouth, you know?
Right, that's my... Yeah, that's right. Like the...
Like Playboy. Like the way Playboy porn used to be. Like, remember the Playboy channel?
Like Spice channel?
Yeah, like Spice.
But see, even that, though, most of that was fake fucking. Just like
No. Hold on. I had already figured
actually,
this out.
Actually... No, I'm sorry.
Spice was real.
I take that back. You're right. The channels you're talking about, they are real.
Here's what they would do.
Didn't show the
Spice. Here's what they would do. They would film regular porns, right, with total penetration, but then they would have two different cuts of that porn. They would have a porn that they would sell on DVD with penetration, right, and they would have a cut with just the angles not showing it for Spice, for example. That's how they would do it. So it was real fucking. It just wasn't like Skinamax, for example, is not real fucking. That's absolutely fake, you know.
Yeah, it couldn't be more obvious.
Right.
That's fake, yeah.
It's just terrible. You can't even jerk off to it because it's so bad, you know. And you're right, eating out the belly button, like the dick's not ever in the right
literally,
place.
Literally, that's where the guy's face is. It's like, are you even trying to, like, look real? Yeah. Like, what are you doing? Yeah, it's
just ridiculous.
Oh, the show I was talking about is called Swing, and it's on Playboy TV, and it's like a legit reality show.
Subscribe to Playboy TV.
No, you don't have to do that. I mean, do anything's on Xvideo or
all the pirate sites. Yeah,
or Elephant Tube.
Yeah,
okay.
Or Lobster Tube.
Well, I know
Red Tube,
Lobster Tube. I know XNXX. I got to write this down. Elephant Tube.
Xvideo.
X Hamster.
Oh, dude, Elephant Tube is like the kayak of porn sites.
Yeah,
the kayak will search all the travel sites. That one gets all of them. Everything from Pornhub,
that's the same thing
Tubular
does and Lobster Tube, but this is better.
Dude, I'm telling you, Elephant Tube is the best. Royce, am I wrong?
I've never used Elephant Tube. I will say that I normally frequent X Hamster. I'm a big fan of that.
It searches everything from X Hamster to X Videos to all those ones, and it kind of combines them, like I said, like the website Kayak for travel sites.
Got it. But for porn.
Other porn. It really is comprehensive.
I mean, because I hate pro porn now. I cannot stand regular porn. It's terrible. Like professional
porn. What do you mean,
pro porn? I like amateur porn. Like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, not. I don't like professional actors porn. I like real people having sex porn kind of thing.
I do too, but I will say this, and I'm probably going to catch some shit from it. And maybe it's because of, you know, I grew up on stealing my father's VHS porn tapes from the early 90s. But I still kind of like some, not always, but some porn with a storyline.
I do. Me both. We've talked about this before. Like the whole, what you first started nutting to is what you generally go back to if you really need to get the job.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember my very, very first time I jerked off was my parents had, I've told the story a couple of times, but my parents had got in, because that's how Cuban we were, went down the flea market and bought one of those illegal cable boxes, you know, the ones that,
the Scrambler.
The Scrambler, yeah. The old Scientific Atlanta one, you know, Atlantic ones.
You flip a switch too, and you're good to go.
So anyway, they brought it and did have all the channels unlocked. But they did have two porn channels, Spice and Playboy, but those two channels were locked. And it was one of those things where you just have to hit the A button and just put a code in. And I remember my dad coming home, I still laugh about it today, coming home and bragging about how you'll never figure out the code for the porn channels, like joking with me, you know, when he brought it. And I was like maybe 13, maybe just turning 14. And I was like, okay, whatever. I was just happy. But then, you know, as soon as he walked out of the room, I looked at the box. I lifted it underneath. The code was written underneath in pen.
It was right there.
And the code was 1234. I swear to God. This is not a joke. This is not a joke. It really was.
I believe it. That's great.
So anyway,
I have a quick trailer for that show, Swing, by Playboy TV, since you were talking about it. I have it full screen over here if you want me to just play real quick.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, it's like a 4-minute thing. We won't play the whole thing, but just to give you an idea, because I actually watched a few episodes of this, I was like, this is kind of hot because it's like shot in the way like Big Brother is, but everybody's actually fucking and you see it.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Lisa.
I'm John.
And we've been together for 9 years and married for 5 years. We actually met in fourth grade.
Can you turn it down a little?
Playground. We didn't actually start hanging out and dating until we were in college.
And even back in college and now, our sex life is pretty fantastic.
I don't see that we're ready to push our boundaries. I would say that we're ready to push our boundaries.
What matters?
Oh, wait, right here.
I'm assuming this is their submission tape.
That's true. All right. Well, we're ready to go outside our comfort zone.
Yeah.
Push those boundaries.
Okay, lower it for a second. I hate these people. And lower it a little bit. It's loud. But I hate these people, first
off.
They're
a little bit too enthusiastic.
I don't like Bizarro Chris Parnell and his fucking Trailer Park Wife.
Yeah, I'm gonna skip forward real quick, and you actually see when they meet other people. That was just the submission tape, but here you go.
Between the two girls, it was more of me interacting with one girl, than me interacting with the other girl, and then back to the one. There wasn't so much of the two girls interacting together, so I think that would be super hot.
Hey! And they meet all the swinger couples.
But they're all ugly.
I'm Daniel.
What was that?
But they're all ugly.
I don't know.
Oh, I don't think
nice
so.
To meet you.
Look.
Nikki, nice to meet you.
Okay, I guess you're right. She's good.
Hi. We first walk outside. There's these 12 absolutely gorgeous people. And they're all saying hi and they're all greeting us. And it's a little overwhelming.
What are some of the thoughts you had? When you think of the fantasies that you could fulfill, where are you at?
I've never actually gone any further than that. So
hot.
Kind of.
Here's the thing, dude. I kind of like the fact that they're not all like models. Like, you know, okay, this is legit. This is for real.
And I don't think they're ugly at all.
Meh.
Interested.
You want to keep playing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's come to the right place.
Oh, that's good to know.
When you say that you've only kissed a girl, is that both giving and receiving? Like you haven't received?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So you want to experience both?
Right. Yep.
All right.
All right.
Go ahead, Em. Where's my notepad?
I don't get the...
Good evening, guys.
And that's the sex therapist. It's not bad. I mean, if you're looking for a different type of a porn thing to watch, I watched a few episodes of that show.
You said this
cool.
on the pay-per-view channel?
No. You can just,
I can get it elsewhere, but that's where it originates?
Yeah. Playboy TV.
Okay.
It's their reality show, and it's kind of, it's different. It's like, oh, okay, this is what everybody, imagines when they watch Big Brother. You know, all these people live in the same house. Are they fucking? And essentially what this is just a swingers resort. And then they just kind of film a random weekend and they focus on one couple at a time. But you get to see everybody fuck. It's kind of cool.
Right. Yeah, no, it's
I give it a shot. I mean, forget the porn angle. I just thought it seems like an interest. If it's real, if it is real, I'm interested just in that whole, it looks pretty interesting. You know, I'd watch it.
I mean, that's why I got kind of hooked on this polyamory show on Showtime. It's actually real. and you'd see couples having to tell their friends and parents how weirded out they are that they have another person that they bring into bed, and ooh, the controversy and how they deal with it. And it's just
bunch of fucking,
how, like,
in suppressed. My opinion, Joe, bunch of fucking perverts will do that stuff. It's really sad to me.
It's just amazing how sexually repressed people
are. It really
are.
Is just, true. People don't, like, who gives a fuck?
I know.
But, you know, it's that whole people can't differentiate sex and love, and it's become so, like, hand in hand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's
yeah.
the problem, you know? I mean, really, that's what I say. The gays have it figured out. If you really, they really do. Those guys fuck all the time, you know?
All the time.
And it's not like they love each other.
I feel like you're being a bit stereotypical, Royce.
But they do. No,
I have gay room. I have a gay roommate, and dude,
he brings a different guy home every night.
He is, well, he used to before he. Well,
what I a slutty queer.
Well, here's the thing: is that like the I have a new roommate because apparently this guy's wife didn't like the fact that he was now gay.
Right.
So he lives with us now.
That'll happen.
Now yeah, happens. That does happen.
Now
sometimes.
Here's, but okay, yeah. but. But Joe, I know I wouldn't even say stereotypical. Here's the thing.
I was half joking.
No, I know you were, but people will say that. And here's the thing about that is like you as a guy, like if I'm talking to a guy, you talk to any guy who's honest, goes, yeah, when I have sex as often as I can, sex is awesome. Right? Any real guy will tell you that, right? Mm. Well, if they're
gay, who puts the brakes on that more often than not?
The women. So if you have a bunch of guys who still have, you know, they might like dudes, but they still want to fuck the same amount. There is
like, hey, I'm a dude who wants to fuck. You're
there's
going to
be more fucking.
Let's just fuck.
I'll sum it up and put it out there right now. Back in Florida in April, Royce, Dutch, Mitch, John, Sean, if all you guys were gay, I would have fucked all of you at least three times.
Right,
in that
exactly.
One night.
Perfect. Joe said
absolutely.
It perfectly.
Absolutely.
That
and
was
that's
just
the
weird.
Point. And you wouldn't know.
I'll be honest. Because I don't find you attractive.
Yeah, I was going to say, why'd you want to fuck us? What are you trying to tell us right now, Joseph?
That I would rape you.
Okay, now you're just being aggressive with it.
And now you're turning Dutch on because you know he likes that. He likes.
No, I don't.
I know
he's
not a fan.
He does.
Raping, not a fan of, no.
He likes being his hair pulled. And okay. He likes to be a dirty, dirty. He wants to be called a dirty, dirty little wasp bitch. While he's
a wasp
being
bitch?
Yeah, a wasp, because you're a wasp.
White Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
So, yes.
Thank
and
you, John.
Just be punched right in the face. Well, he wants to get bloody. He's told Dutch has told more blood not related to period sex stories than any man I've ever known, and that's
I
really,
have had
it's
a few
true.
Violent encounters.
The one, Joe, did you the time that he had fucking mouth surgery and he was fucking a chick and the stitches popped open? And he started bleeding on her.
No.
Okay. Well, okay, dude,
I love this story surgery. And I would like to hear it again.
Okay. All right.
Wait, you fucked the girl with the cotton balls in your mouth.
No,
listen,
no. He did. It's true.
See, this is why I love Royce. Is that he will take like a. Dude, okay, not at all. What happened was I got my tonsils removed. And it
that's
was
mouth
like,
surgery. That's mouth surgery, right? Your tonsils removed.
The next day, one of the girls that I was kind of fuck buddies with came over and brought me like soup and, you know, shit because she was like, oh, you got tonsils out. You know, you can't eat anything solid. I'll bring you over, you know, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then we started fooling around and she was just like, are you sure that you should be able to do that? I'm like, no, I'm fine. Because, you know, all the painkillers I was on, you know, I was still okay at the time.
I know.
So I had liquid stitches on my tonsils.
They dissolve after a couple
days. By the way, get bitches, Mitches. Okay.
So
liquid stitches is what his dentist calls when he shoots jizz in the back of his throat. And he goes, there you have liquid stitches.
Okay, now you're just being vulgar.
They'll come away. They'll
no,
go away on
hilarious.
Their own.
Sorry, rude.
Now, right off the bat, I'm thinking it's already hurting you to just make out with her.
Yeah, that's got
to
suck.
Well, it was the next day, and like I said, I was on a lot of painkillers.
Were you eating
so
a lot of ice cream? Were you eating ice cream?
I was numbed up at that point.
Was it like delicious?
So
delicious
we started
cubes?
Fucking around. And, well, I mean, like, the doctor the day before was like, don't do any cardio. Don't do any heavy lifting. Try not to move around for the next 3 or 4 days
years.
Just to make sure that those things. Well, because apparently... which I found out was while I was having sex with her, I thought like maybe I was like salivating. I felt like shit just kind of coming out of my mouth. I was just like, oh. You know what I mean? Like when you're on painkillers and you can't like taste anything in your mouth.
No, I've had plenty of experience. I've never had that happen where
I was on Darvocet.
I don't know what you were.
But normally,
Darvocet makes everything taste like pencil erasers. So All I know is I see like dark spots appearing on her chest.
Those anymore? How long ago is this?
2000.
But sorry, are you blaming the doctor for not telling you don't have sex while your mouth is stitched
up? Can I finish the story before you just start accusing me of accusing somebody?
Let you do that, actually.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you. Shut up. So I'm having sex with her, and then like you know, liquid starts coming out of my mouth, and I was like, uh oh. And I look down at her chest, and she's got like you know, like splatter, like red splatter.
Oh no, she's not like, even like on her stomach. She's watching this drool on her.
No. She kind of like had her head back because I'm a really good fuck.
Oh so God, shut up.
She was doing this thing.
Once again, I'd like to remind the listeners that his girlfriend, current girlfriend, is.
Oh no,
she
just
right
left.
Now.
She left for work. So.
Okay.
And the thing is, I would have no problem telling that story in front of her. So, but anyways, so that whole thing starts happening. I was just like, oh no, I think it just burst my stitches. And sure enough, like it was something out of The Exorcist. It just starts pouring out and I can't do anything about it. And it's like.
So it's like blood and pus?
No, not pus, just blood. I mean,
all right.
Do you know anything about tonsillectomies? It's like a very small incision.
No, I've never had tonsils pulled out.
And I haven't watched Interview with a Vampire recently, so I don't know what that looks like.
Well, it's essentially an interview with a vampire all over her tits. And I was like, oh, shit. So I get up and I go to the bathroom to like start spitting out the blood. And it was a lot. And I was like, oh, I don't feel good. And then next thing I remember is she's holding me going like, Joel, are you okay? Apparently I passed out from loss of blood. And she had to drive me to the emergency room.
It was on your dick for no reason.
Yeah, so she drove me to the emergency room. That was not fun.
Did you show up at the ER with a hard on? I mean, obviously you didn't finish.
No.
Pussy.
But yeah. Don't ever have sex.
Did she make up for it the next day?
Oh, she was a good egg. Yeah, she was fine. She was great about the whole thing. She was really, really funny. She would like she trashed me about it every chance she got, like in front of other people. Like anything, anytime the word like blood came into any kind of conversation, oh yeah, like this fucker over here bled all over me like The Exorcist.
That's
so
awesome.
But
so that's great. It's great you were dating. It's great you were dating Carrie. The other thing I wanted to get to is you saw Ashley Madison was hacked.
Got hacked? Yeah.
I heard about it. They hacked all the users. Well, obviously, it's what hacking is.
Was it from people who are sick of hearing fellas?
No, that's Adam and Eve.
That's another commercial we don't have to play anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. You're right.
It's Ashley
Madison. Thanks to that fine show.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, guys. What was I going to say? I forgot.
Ashley Madison hackers.
Yeah, they got hacked and
could sell data on 37 million adulterers for profit on the deep web.
First off, I don't like that they
Royce
call
had a good joke on Facebook. Yeah. I'm not going to say it. But
well, I thought it was.
Whoa. Hacked how? Somebody's got to explain this.
The website
got
hacked.
Guys jumping into your jokes.
Like the subscribers to Ashley Madison.
Hackers could sell the data they hold on Ashley Madison's 37 million cheating users for a large profit, according to a hacker insider quote by Sky News. The source is reported
Skynet?
To believe. Skynet.
Oh, fuck.
The source is reported to believe that the hackers threatening to release the personal details are bluffing and using the attention as advertising to sell the data against the
virgins.
Highest bidder. They just want to sell it for money, I guess.
Usually what people sell things for, money.
Yeah. They claim that they are going to give all the information out.
I've been selling things for goats.
I have so many goats. I don't know what to do with them.
I'm sorry, Murray.
Why am I buying so many goats?
I don't know. They're claiming that they're going to give out credit card details and other links and stuff like that. I don't think that they're going to release them. They have a better chance of selling on to somebody else or to a black hat market.
African-American hat market.
Oh, they'll profit from this in a big way, especially with the size of this database. The Ashley Madison.
I call it a database.
Database or database? I say database.
Potato, who cares?
Well, my joke, when I first read the story, it was 33 million, now it's 37, but I said, Ashley Madison was hacked.
Is it that many?
33 million people have had their information compromised. The breakdown of affected members, 32,999,991 men, 9 women, 7 of which were pretending to be were pretending to be men. So, yeah. That's part of the breakthrough. Because how many women were ever on there? Did any of you guys ever use it? Be honest. Did you guys ever use Ashley Madison?
I might have thought of this. I'm sorry, go ahead, Joe.
No, I never used it. Go ahead, bro. No, I got nothing. Go.
Okay, well, I did actually sign up to it. Remember, we were doing that bit where it was a couple of years ago where we were like, you guys had
to
like every site and see which one hit first.
Right.
Well, that was one of them. And then one
day. Did you have to pay for it or did you have a free trial?
No, no. Well, the women, it's free. The guys, you have to pay for it if you actually want to
fuck
message someone back.
Gotcha. Okay.
But if you can cleverly word something in your profile to like say this is my email address if you're interested, and they would just email you directly.
Okay.
So I got like maybe two hits off of it, but it was weird. Was one day my older sister, I'm not going to say which one, but she texted me and she was just like, "You're on Ashley Madison?" And I was like, this was like a year and a half after the bit was over, and I forgot that I was still on the site.
And what was your reply?
I need to ask, is your sister married at this point? Well,
hold on. Listen.
Uh-oh. All
right.
So I was like, oh, yeah. I'm like, I did it for a bit in the radio, and it took me about 5 minutes later. I'm like, wait a minute. Why the fuck are you on Ashley Madison? And she's like, oh, my God, I just realized how bad that sounds. She's like, no. She's like, I'm doing it for one of my friends.
Uh-huh.
Which was later confirmed by said friend, because I know her as well.
Uh-huh. Oh, you mean her friend said, yeah, it was for me, and that settled the case?
No. Her friend.
Yeah, because friends don't lie to each other for each other. I've never done that.
My sister was trying. If you knew the people involved, it would make sense.
Watch how this happens. My
sister wasn't married at the time, by the way.
Pretend it was Joe that got caught. Accuse Joe of being on Ashley Madison. Go ahead.
My sister is divorced, and she was divorced at the time, so it didn't matter to her.
Yeah, no, but seriously, accuse Joe of being on Ashley Madison. Go ahead.
I'm not playing this.
Marie, can you accuse Joe of being on Ashley Madison?
Before you guys jump in.
Joe, I saw you on Ashley Madison.
No, I let my friend.
Oh, it was me. It was me, Marie. It was me.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Like, you corroborated a story.
There you go.
Okay.
I believe
you. Like I said, makes sense.
Royce, this is
from a third person thing. I'm just going to plow through and talk over you.
He's getting mad. He's getting really mad.
All right.
He's turning. His new camera. I can see how red he's turning with his new camera.
I apologize. Go ahead.
So,
I was going to do it
with the people that were involved.
Can't do it anymore.
It makes 100% sense. And the fact that this girl hadn't gotten laid in years, she had two kids, she had been divorced for at least like 5 or 6 years. And my sister, who's the go-getter that she is, she's really good friends with her, she's just like, come on, we got to get you fucked. It was essentially what she said to her. It's like, let's sign up for some websites. Like, let's get you like on the websites that actually get you laid, like Tinder and Ashley Madison, things like that. So one day they were just sitting around drinking wine and they signed each other up. And so my sister was like, oh, I'm going to sign you up for Ashley Madison. And she's like, here we go. And she started scrolling through dudes in the area and my picture popped up, which is why she sent me that message. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. But here's the thing.
Dutch ended up sleeping with his sister's friend like usual.
We were supposed to, and then we never did.
See, I knew it. I know him so well.
Dutch.
I didn't.
That's wrong on two levels. Once. You were going to, but then you didn't.
Right, because you started dating somebody.
Well, I guess that's okay.
You've only done what once, Joe?
Fucked a friend of my sister's.
Oh, come on.
Oh, see, that's like half of my lays are my sister's friends. They're like the greatest wingmen ever.
I did it once.
But you have so many sisters.
Exactly.
And you don't care because you're a narcissist and a sociopath.
That doesn't I actually felt make any bad sense. About it. Especially
Why'd you feel bad?
Well, because my bedroom is right next to my sister's room and she's home.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And it was a little bit loud.
Did you have her blessing or was she saying, Joe, don't fuck my friend?
No, I didn't even talk to my sister about it. It was one of those things where, like, when I had the old studio outside of my house down the road, she would come down and had the futon there and she'd hang out. And we wouldn't fuck, but she would stay over. We'd hang out. She wanted to get out of her house. So we'd spend like the night there. Anyway, so we started hanging out on the side. So she came over when my sister wasn't home. But then while she was in my room, my sister came home and we're on the bed. And I remember it was when George Carlin's special came out, not the last one, the one before that, where he's got the cemetery background.
Oh shit! Right. How old were you when this happened?
All you gotta do is look that up. Whenever George Carlin premiered that special,
how about you just tell me? I don't feel like looking up shit when you
because my
tell
memory
me right
is shot because of drugs and alcohol. You dick.
Okay, either you were what 18?
No,
25.
Early to mid 20s.
All right, that's all I wanted.
So yeah, and so. We're laying in bed watching it, and he's doing a bit on suicide. And it was like 2 months, 3 months after I tried doing myself in, so that was awkward and hilarious. Like you could tell, she was like looking at me, but
oh, that's awkward.
What?
Wait, yeah. Why did you tell her that?
No, she knew it because
she had
while
eyes.
I was in the hospital, apparently, I was told afterwards, I mentioned this girl's name while I was under.
Why did you do that?
So I think I got a sympathy fuck. I don't. Really? I was unconscious, half dead. I don't know why. What do you mean, why'd I do that? I was fucking half dead.
So, I don't know. I mean, maybe don't be half dead next time.
I'll plan to. Thank
good,
you.
Good call.
So, I don't know why I added that in there. God
dummy,
damn.
You have to become famous first and then kill yourself like Robin Williams.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it the other way around.
Yeah.
So I just start pulling her pants down and eating her pussy, which is always my go-to move.
It's everybody's go-to move. Who wants to fuck?
You act like this is like the Coletta special. Everybody does
Coletta special.
What? Are you guys retarded?
Guys don't bother
eating pussy ever?
Yeah, guys who don't get laid on a regular basis.
And,
you're talking to some cockslingers over here.
And black guys.
All right.
Also black guys.
Them too. Fair enough.
I've heard of that community. They don't really like eating. But now that some
I
do.
I just looked it up.
Like fish.
I just looked it up. November 5th, 2005. Life is worth losing. Yeah. Okay. I think that was it. So anyway, I started eating her pussy and like, it you know like any other guy, it takes a good 3 or 4 years to actually know how to eat pussy, and I wasn't at that level yet. So she like after 2 minutes, not even, she just like taps my shoulder and goes, "Stop. Come here." And you know,
I've gotten that move before.
And pulls my dick out, and we start fucking. And dude, I wanted to fuck this girl for at least 4 to 5 years. She's so fucked. I mean, to me, she's like a 9 or 10. And I lasted probably, I'm not trying to exaggerate, 40 seconds. So here's what I did, because I was still hard after I came. And I'm not using the bag, of course. So after I came, I'm still hard. I started, like, within 30 seconds later, I started fucking her again, and I had to fake cum. I pulled out and pretended to jerk off and cum in my hand when nothing came out.
Hold on. When you came the first time, did you come inside of her?
No. I came on her stomach or whatever.
How did you pull that move off? Like, did she not notice that you... came well, that
she,
quick?
No, she, of course she did, which is why I had to.
Oh, but you're like, I'm ready for round two. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I was like, well, I'm not done.
And yeah, I'm Mike Tyson. I can get back up.
And I was still hard, so I could, but it would have taken me forever to come. So, yeah, I went for like 3 or 4 minutes, and yeah, I pulled out, and I, you know, I knew she'd obviously not feel anything on her chest, so I just put my hand out like it's normal. I'll just come in my own hand when there's a naked girl below me. And yeah, just pretended to come in my hand, and I made the moans. I fake came.
I had a similar situation to yours in that
really?
I came in like 45 seconds, but I was wearing a bag at the time. Like,
see, this that's the only time I wish for a bag, because that would have covered it up.
So I came in the bag, and I was just like, "Oh shit, I can't keep doing this because you know it's gonna seep out or whatever. She's gonna know." And then I kind of pulled out and was like, "Oh, it broke." And I was like, "You got another one?" So I pulled it out and threw the one that was filled with a load away, put a new one on. And then, but here's the problem, is that I started going like soft, like maybe 3 minutes later.
Did you give yourself like a good 10-minute interval in between?
No. Like, I didn't tell her I came. That's just it. I tried to play it off like I didn't.
Why did you lie?
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. How long did you last the first time?
Oh, no. The first time I ever had sex, I didn't come at all.
No, this time when you came in the bag
like
and it broke.
45 seconds.
Oh, so that's why you'd. Okay.
45 seconds in, and it's like, dude, you know, I was like.
Oh, so you pretended it broke?
Hold on. I pretended it broke because I came and I was like, I can't have cum coming out the back end of this thing, and or, you know.
And you need an excuse.
And I need an excuse to.
Gotcha.
Right.
Okay. Joe, Joe, new Casanova Hammy in the chat room says, why would you fake cum? Just keep fucking her until you really do come. Now he is our resident sex expert now, so you should really answer his question.
Well, can you come twice in a half hour?
Yes, I can.
It would be tough.
Not when there's Vicodin in my system. So
even without Vicodin, it's tough.
Dude,
it really is.
Was my excuse. I like when I started going soft, I'm like, sorry, I drink a lot.
Especially when I'm hearing my parents' TV in the wall in front of me.
What were they listening to? I need to know. Do you remember?
Letterman.
Like, there's little things like that you remember, like what they were listening to. Or...
Oh, yeah. And that distracts the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do the littlest thing will distract me from the job. And I can't complete my mission.
complete your mission.
I can't. Yeah. No, it's the littlest thing. And then the thought, not that I was thinking about it during it, but it may have been in the back of my mind that the other wall to my right was my sister's room. Uh-huh. She's sleeping, and she has to know I'm fucking her best friend. She has to.
Did she say anything afterwards?
We never talked about it. No.
Mm. But you're pretty confident that she heard it.
She had to know. She had to. But I'm sorry.
Call her up right now and ask about it?
Never, ever, ever. So get back to your changing condoms.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Then I went limp because, you know, I can't. Because
that's what condoms
I'm not,
do.
I'm not like Casanova Hammy where I can just go twice in a half hour with two condoms.
Do you think Hammy likes that I've already coined Casanova Hammy and no Emery's going to keep calling him that now? Because I know people really like when that happens. Like Hollywood Joe Coletta.
Oh.
Casanova's not a bad nickname, though.
Casanova Hammy?
It is when I say it.
Yeah. Especially when he's not being sincere.
Yeah. Which is never.
Oh, what was the story we were talking about?
Ashley Madison.
You put on a second bag, and what, you went limp in the bag? And
yeah, and then I said I drank too much whiskey, and she was like, oh, it's okay.
Oh, so you didn't even pretend to come. You just gave up.
I gave up because I came so
after
far
how long? About how long did you?
It lasted maybe about another 3 minutes before I just went limp altogether. Because I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, I've jerked off twice in a session. It's going to be the same thing. But like, I don't know. It just didn't. So.
I mean.
Oh.
But here's the thing is like that didn't deter me. Like, her and I like had like a. We were fuck buddies for at least a year going on. That was like our first time we ever had sex, too. Oh, God, she was good. I miss her.
Aww.
Sorry, Kelsey.
She's not listening. Is she at work?
No, she's going to listen to this afterwards.
Oh, I'm sure.
She might be on her way to work listening. We like Kitty, baby.
We like your boobs.
Boobs.
Some fantastic boobs.
Top notch.
Bernie, do you have anything?
We were talking about Ashley Madison.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
What happened with Ashley Madison?
They got hacked.
So are these guys being held hostage, going like, we'll release your info if you don't, blah, blah.
I guess they're going to try and set, like, if any spouses think that their person, or, you know, their significant other might be on there, maybe they would, like, contact these guys and pay, be like, hey, is my husband on there? And they would be like, here's $1,000, yes. Or, yeah.
Mm. Well, this article doesn't say much outside of the hackers.
Or other way around, Dutch. They go to the husband and say...
That's why I correct myself. But
yeah, I know what he meant. Yeah.
Or
you're being a cunt right now.
What, well, you know what? I hope the information gets released. And you're on it.
My info?
Yeah.
I just spilled it all on the air. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it matters to me. No, seriously, Amory, 37 million? That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
How many people would be on that?
I mean, well, you got to figure half of them. Divide it by two because there's like probably people with fake accounts and all the people that sign up and then make another account, so another free trial and all that shit, you know?
Right. The girls are allowed to, you know, free reign, which right. is the way you should do it on these kind of sites. The majority of them do. Whereas, yeah, it's free for the girls and the dudes have to pay.
Isn't Plenty of Fish free? Which is the free one? Which is like the Detroit one?
Well, Plenty of Fish started out free, but then it turned into just like Match. Like, you know, it's free, but there's certain things you can't see until you pay $20 a month. Like, right. You can't see how, like, which girls liked your profile.
Even Tinder now started locking down, like, before it was unlimited swipes, and now you have a certain amount of swipes a day. And
only for the guys. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you want to go back, it costs money. I was reading.
Oh, wait, is that what that. It is now?
Yeah.
I've been off of it for.
Yeah, I don't know.
Shit, how long have.
That's what I was
7
reading.
7 months now? Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not where you met Kelsey, is it? I seriously don't know.
No. Kels and I, we used to go to high school together, like way back
story.
In the day.
I was one question. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, no. We used to go to high school, and that's it. She used to be my sister's roommate back, like, way
back to the sister thing. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's BT before tits, right?
Way before tits.
Okay, so that's Kelsey BT. I just want to make sure now we talk to her BT and then AT, so we know which was which.
It's sort of like the Bible?
Yeah, before tits, after tits.
Oh, okay.
The Onion accidentally breaks a real news story.
What?
Accidentally?
Yes.
This you is sure this isn't an Onion article?
No, this is real. Okay.
How do you know it's real?
Maybe the truth really is told in jokes. Last Tuesday, the day after six world powers struck a nuclear deal with Iran, that's going to work out. The satirical newspaper, The Onion, published the headline. I saw this headline. U.S. sues upset Netanyahu with shipment of ballistic missiles. That was The Onion's article. I read it. It was pretty funny. One day later, Israeli news source Harstritz printed an actual story with the notably similar headline, and this is a real headline. After Iran deal, Obama offers military upgrade to help Israel swallow bitter Iran deal. So a day before we really gave missiles to Israel's Netanyahu, The Onion made an article.
Wait, but Roy, this is the first time we've ever given Israel missiles, right? We've never done this before.
That's not true, Joe. We clearly have several times.
As
a matter of fact, that's the candy we give them for shots we give the Middle East. That's what it is. Think about that. Like when they go to the... When you think about it, we have to deal... Listen, I know you hate it. Here's some missiles, okay? I know you hate it, but here's some missiles.
It's like,
I don't wanna.
It's like, at the end of it, if you're good, I'll get you missiles.
It's like if Israel is your 10-year-old child and Iran is your 6-year-old child.
Yeah.
And the 6-year-old child is whining and crying and you're like, listen.
If you just fucking calm down.
Just let the kid have the toy. I'll get you something else.
Just relax.
Just for the sake of this household.
Yeah.
Let's all have some peace and quiet.
Listen,
you know how he is.
You're the big brother. You're the big... Shut up. You're
the big brother. You need to set an example.
After the Iran deal, Obama offers military upgrade to help Israeli swallow bitter Iran deal. No, that's not a mistake. And yes, The Onion's joke actually was pretty darn close to reality. Turns out President Obama offered to begin immediate talks about upgrading the Israeli Defense Forces... offenses and defensive capabilities with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. After the Iran deal went through, Hartz reported The Onion quotes a fake steak department spokesman says.
A fake steak department?
Yeah, it's this department where they make fake steaks. Spokesman says, BB always gets a little cranky. They refer to Benjamin Netanyahu as BB. Always gets a little cranky when he sees us talking to Iran. But a few dozen short-range surface-to-missiles. It's for short-range surface-to-surface missiles. Usually cheer him right up. In real life, Netanyahu turned down Obama's offer as he did not want to seem like Israeli had accepted the Iran deal. The Pentagon clarified to reporters over the weekend that it would not be offering any weapons to Israel because of the Iran deal. Regardless of a differing outcomes in the two tales, Haaretz couldn't get over the fact that the Onions scooped them. Well, you know, when The Onion is the most reliable news source we have, I think that's a problem, right?
It's a little bit sad.
The thing with Israel is, like, they're like the Anderson Silva or John Jones of the Middle East. Like, everybody fights them, and they get their ass handed to them because Israel just knows how to fucking fight in those kind of conditions and with these kind of people.
Hold on. But then again, it's really fair to win every fight when America has your back.
I mean, but we never step in. Like, those motherfuckers know how to take a punch and give one back.
I mean, again, the only,
they're the only
step
ones
in is,
there. Everybody in that area fights them. Everybody in that area hates them. They're the only ones. I mean, obviously, we support them. But
that's
like
the only
said,
reason
the same
they're
thing.
Still standing there is what Roy said. We give them weapons. Yeah. Otherwise,
right.
They're
well,
done.
Hey, they have a good trainer.
Well,
this isn't Punch Out.
No, this is like Rocky.
It's nothing like it's. This is nothing like Rocky has nothing to do with the Iran deal. Nothing to do with it.
100%.
No, maybe communist Russia, and that was just Rocky IV.
If I could change.
You could change.
Then you could change, and we can get Palestine out of my area.
What a corny movie that was.
Oh, God, 3 was the worst.
It's just, why? Just why?
Actually, I would say why to all of them.
I'm from
Philadelphia.
One is fine.
And I think all of them stink.
The first one was fine.
Nah.
Hey, look, I'm 100% Italian, and I run into it all the time when people, Italian family members or friends go, you haven't seen Rocky? I go, no, I haven't. No, I've seen parts of it, and I go, nah, I wasn't interested. Nah.
Is that the same thing like if somebody hasn't seen The Godfather?
No, it's not. That's The Godfather. This is Rocky.
It's a masterpiece.
I mean,
and this is
everyone's
like...
seen The Godfather here, right?
No.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Really? Okay, everyone with a penis has seen The Godfather,
I feel
right?
Like I feel like Marie would find the movie boring because it is a little slow moving.
No, she wouldn't.
Yes, she would.
I've only seen the first one because I assumed that, you know, they pretty much covered all the bases. So
two's very good.
Two's very good. Three should have never been made.
Three's terrible.
Wasn't 3 made by the daughter,
yeah,
Nicole?
Sophia.
Sophia Coppola?
Yeah. Okay, well, let's, guys, an uplifting story. Kentucky cat announces 2016 presidential bid.
Like an actual cat.
Yes, Lexington, Kentucky. Now, ready for this cat's name?
No.
Limberbutt McCubbins, a Kentucky cat, is running for president. Yeah.
It's not a real cat name.
His name is Limberbutt.
That's the greatest cat name ever.
What's wrong with Limberbutt McCubbins? I think that's a perfectly great name for a guy. The Louisiana Courier Journal reports that a cat relied on translators Isaac Weiss and Emily McCubbins to announce his 2016 presidential bid. The cat, a Democrat, plans to improve space exploration and environment protection. In life, there are barricades, things that we cannot cross on our own, but that's okay because we are not a nation that sees challenges and says forget it. We are a nation that works together.
Look at that cat.
Sorry.
We are a nation that works together to overcome our problems. Right, meow.
The cat doesn't say that. Okay. That's not written.
I wrote right. I just said right, meow. Limberbutt was rescued by his owner.
Can you just say cat from now on?
No.
Okay, fine. That's fine.
First of all, I feel like they listened to our show when we were doing different names for Benedict Cumberbatch, and they just named their cat after that. Yeah,
you know what? It's not bad. Here's what I'm going to do.
Sounds like it was somewhere.
I'm going to refer to him as cat. Mr. Cat Limberbutt was rescued by his
owner. No, it's Mr. McCubbins.
Okay, Sir Limberbutt McCubbins was rescued by his owner, Emily. Limberbutt was using the campaign slogan "Meow is the time" on social media.
That's not what happened.
No, that's true. That was not me adding it, I swear.
No.
Meow is the time.
That's not real.
Meow is the time. I'm sorry.
I love how Marie had to fucking type the name in
Limberbutt
properly in the chat room.
I'm just copying and pasting from the article. It's for real.
Limberbutt was rescued by his owner. Although Limberbutt is a cat, he has not avoided controversy. Oh, no. Oh, no.
More like catchiversy.
Shut up. My fellow Americans, recently I received a letter asking me to verify I'm indeed an American citizen. I declined to let them prove it, for I am a cat, and cats have no nationality, the cat announced. Limberbutt also launched a campaign website where supporters can purchase yard signs, coffee mugs, and T-shirts. Now, I want you to remember, guys, Detroit...
Can we please...
I want you to remember, guys, Detroit...
Can we please support this as a candidate?
Detroit doesn't have food.
Can we
Detroit please? Doesn't have food, okay?
The radio show that supports this candidate.
Well, I want to make... Can we make campaign... And you know what we should do? We should make anti-Limberbutt McCubbins videos, like campaign videos.
Oh, right. Slander videos for the cat?
Oh, I would fucking love that.
I'm sure they would fucking love it.
How do you keep saying its name without puking on yourself?
What, Limberbutt McCubbins?
This yes, that one.
Once ate a rat and then shit it out and put sand on it. Is this the kind of man you want? Or is it a man or a woman?
It's a cat. It's a male cat.
Yeah. Is this the type of man that you want
obviously
running
obviously, we're
country?
Not ready for a woman cat president.
Come on. Get God. With it. We can't even get a black cat president. Why don't you relax and start with a regular cat president first, and then we'll talk about the other people. Jesus, guys, get out of here. And everyone's a dog has a better chance, if we're being honest. Oh, God, he has a Twitter if you want to follow him, I believe.
Can we please?
I don't have any interest in that.
No, we as a station have to support him because he's just as good as every other candidate coming in right now.
I believe,
you know I'm right.
It's Limberbutt 2016.
It's Limberbutt 2016. At Limberbutt 2016.
He has my vote, and if it's on the ballot, and I'm not joking, I'm going to vote for him.
Well, you're not in Kentucky. And he would have to win. He would have to win like the.
You said he was running for president.
Well, he is, but he wouldn't have to win a Democratic nomination. He would have to beat Hillary.
Okay, well then he could just be a separate party.
No,
the feline party.
How upset would Hillary be if she lost to a cat?
That would make my life.
Right, meow.
Can you imagine the political debates?
It would be ridiculous. She would just get distracted by
know. She's sitting there doing her whole thing, and the only thing you hear on the other side is this. No. Mr. Limberbutt, sir, I'm trying to ask you about welfare.
Well, you got to give it to him. He stands on his fucking beliefs. That's for damn sure.
He's not going
to
take shit from no one.
Poor Limbercat. He tries so hard.
Limberbutt.
whatever.
Limberbutt McCubbins. Don't you disparage my candidate.
All right. Well, Limberbutt 2016. You heard it here first, people.
Hashtag meow is the time.
By the way, speaking of that, like, I know we're trying to get out of here, but I wanted to talk about last night. Did you guys see that Trump gave out Lindsey Graham's phone number?
Fuck, I know. I wanted to talk about it today, too, and I forgot.
It's on the list.
I love
Trump. Wait, I'm sorry.
Why did he?
Refresh my memory on who Lindsey Graham is.
He's one of the Republican.
She was on Gilmore Girls.
Okay.
No.
Heather Graham.
Yeah.
Girl named Lindsey Graham. Who's a Republican candidate, and
last I checked, that was illegal.
Graham cracker.
Graham cracker. You said it right.
Olympic pole vaulter, Moonlight Graham.
Yes, Moonlight Graham. Idiot.
Maul, I want that shirt.
Lindsey Graham is a man.
Yes.
Oh.
But anyways, so he just decided on stage to be like. I don't know the context of it, but there's no one better than Trump.
Trump gives out Lindsey Graham's cell phone number. If Lindsey Graham has to change cell phone numbers, he has to because of Donald Trump. On Tuesday, Trump ramped up his attacks on the South Carolina senator, who made headlines Monday for calling the Donald a jackass and even giving out Graham's private phone number. I guess
Not fuck around. All right, guys, thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Is everyone staying to do the True Detective show?
I am.
Yes.
Awesome. We have two episodes reviewing, so it's going to be a tight packed one.
Are we going to have Marky Mark Ramcat on?
Marky Mark Ramcat should be on if he gets home from the party in time, I believe. All right, guys, thank you for listening. Stay tuned tomorrow, of course, for the Cousin Joe show.
And vote for Limberbutt McCubbins.
Vote for Limberbutt McCubbins.
2016. I'm telling you.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.